You are probably all aware of the speed of the time and its passing, and how compressed it is, how many things are happening on how many levels. This is a thing that always happens before a large planetary change. It is inevitable. This is the nature of the way change happens. So, our channel has a cold. We hope you will excuse both of us. So what we would like to tell you is that it is important that you do not hold on too tightly to anything because of the nature of the speed. The way things are happening now and how intensely they are happening means if you hold on to one thing, you may not be clear on the next thing. And this actually forces you to move against sometimes your own emotional body. And that is the challenge for woman, because woman is all that is feeling. But when you come to anything that happens in the world particularly, but also in your personal life, because you are changing quickly too. So you register it. If there is something you need to gather from it, you gather it and then you let it go. Now, one of the things that is making this particular time so challenging is that in order to make the change that must be made, many things are being, where it is brought up from the deep. Things have been delved into and are coming to the top now. And the irony of it is those are the things that you most need to detach from. Certainly, you see them, but it is a bit like, what should we say, like walking through mud. So here is a part of the walk that is muddy. So you know you're walking through mud, but you do not stop the walk to make a determination about the nature of the mud. You simply know that if you keep walking, you will come to a lake, and the lake will be pure and clean, and when you put your feet in that water, it will wash all of the mud away. And such a challenging time. And we, of course, are with you, but we understand how difficult this can be. Now, what is it that makes us stop and look at the mud on our feet, or the mud around us even? It is fear. It is always fear. And here is where there must be a conscious change. Of course, the things you are seeing have the capacity to hurt and to damage. There are many things that have that. Earthquakes have that. Volcanoes have that. Your politicians have that. All of this has the potential to hurt. But if you focus on the potential, then you are caught in fear. So you know that the potential is there. You take your energy and move to the other side of it in every place that you can. Where there is fear, you want to look for a place to support love. And that should begin with you. And that means there are many things that you must simply keep walking through and not get caught in them. It is the focus on the thing that has the potential to hurt you. But you see, the world is now and always has been full of things with the potential to hurt you. To focus on those things is to deprive yourself of the ability to open to love. To know about them simply allows you to then intelligently move your energy in such a way that you are supporting what is love, opposing what is not. But you want your center to remain one with the universe. knowing that beside the wheels you can see, there are wheels you cannot see. And those wheels are the ones that are, even as we speak, redoing the planet. So the simple act of staying inside of yourself, even while all of this is going on, and knowing that we are no doubt walking through a muddy time, but focus more on the lake ahead than the mud you are walking through, and because the lake will wash it all away. It is an analogy for how to walk through your life, knowing that the universe is there for you. So, you will find in the coming time, there are more upsetting things that will happen, but there is a strange thing. There have been so many of them. There is something of numbness that can actually support you in a way. You still know, you still take right action, but you will find yourself less reactive to every small thing. The reactivity costs you energy, and your energy is what you need. You need it for your heart. You need it for your center. You need it for your ability to open to the things that move you more quickly through this time and to the lake. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And let a warm rain fall and wash away any stress that you might have gathered. Feel it falling away from the outside of your body. Know that the rain is washing the place where you build your field of attraction, washing it clear of burden and anger and upset. Let it all go. Now feel the crown open and feel universal love above your head, in gold and rose and silver, and feel that love dropping into your body, making you able to receive abundance and light. Feel it dropping into the third eye and opening the third eye. And feel that energy drop into the throat so that your communication with yourself is in a high, loving energy, strong and able to change for the good. Feel the love coming down through your body and into your heart. And let that loving, powerful light heal your heart. Touch all the places that may have been wounded, the places that may be afraid, the places in you that have not yet awakened to who you truly are. and feel your heart growing and expanding. Feel the golden light of love flow into your solar plexus to make the solar plexus fluid so that you can feel and release, so that there is room then for joy, for more love, for more understanding in how you feel, in who you are. Feel the bright, loving energy flow down through your body and into the second center. And let that energy begin to displace the encoded shame and fear from eons. And know that the light of love is more powerful than time, more powerful than space. And feel the second center release so that the shame and the guilt and the fear are leaving you. Feel the golden light come down through your body and into the root. And feel this light empower your root. Help it to bring into focus the you that you are creating. And the things that you want to create in the world. And feel that power go into the earth, so that heaven and earth support you. And let yourself be filled. And healed. Move into your heart and see that there is a path in your heart that moves you upward. See how easily you move without effort, but move higher. And come to a place where the water is clear and fine. And you may drink from the water or move in the water or allow the water to take away any burdens or doubts or fears that might remain with you. But the water is sacred and it serves you because you are sacred. And when you come from the water, draw up from the water your gift. And resting the mind, know your gift. Thank you. when you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.